There's an ant on my bed. Because I'm in Connecticut, so I'm in a bedroom, and there's an ant crawling around this bed right now.
Okay, A, there's no ants right now because it's cold.
I'm looking at... God damn it. You see this ant?
It could be a spider.
Look, it's an ant. Do you see it? It's crawling. It's an ant. Unless you live in Jersey, in which case it's an aunt. It's my aunt. Look at it. See?
No, I can't see. Hold on. I'm trying to get us on. I'm trying to get us on Twitch. Hold on.
Okay. Oh, all right. I thought we were already on Twitch.
No. I'm trying.
Oh, my God. We have an emergency situation.
My fat little fingers are going as fast as they can. Hold on.
Is there a second one?
I can only go see? And then it says, okay. Now. What is your situation here?
I can't really do this right now because I have an emergency situation going on right now as we speak.
Okay, what's your major malfunction?
Okay, so I'm... Oh, damn it. Okay, you know how I'm at my parents' house
right now as we speak? Right.
In Connecticut, and there's... I'm on a bed. I'm on a bed right now. And there is an ant crawling around this bed right now. The ant is crawling around as we speak. I have to get rid of it immediately. I have to get rid of this ant.
Are you sure it's an ant?
Do you want to see it?
Yes.
You want to see it?
Can you see the ant?
I'll show it to you. Yeah, there it is. See it? It's crawling. It's crawling towards me. That's the weird thing. Like, I'm a big thing. Crawl away. There it goes. No, it's coming back. It's coming back. Why is it coming this way? Go the other way.
Smush it.
Okay, now it's going the other way. Now it's
smush
going the other
it.
Way. Okay.
Do you have tissues?
I am not going to smush it. I have to.
You're going to have to do something. You can smoosh an ant.
No, I have no way. I'm not smushing it. I have to put it outside. Can you wait a second?
You're not going to do all this for an ant.
You can put it between
your fingers and just go like that.
No. Okay. First of all, I'm not smushing it. I'm not going to smush it.
If you put it outside, it's going to die.
I can't sit here and focus on the show.
Okay. Get rid of the damn ant.
There's a monster crawling towards me. Can you just talk amongst yourselves? I have to deal with this.
Okay. So right now she's got an ant on her bed.
See what happened. Okay, so now you've taken so much time talking
it's
to me
my
that
fault.
I don't even. Oh, there it is. I found it.
Okay, it's my
Hang
fault.
On. I found it
okay.
again. Stay right there.
Get
Stay
the
right
ant and get it out of the bedroom as quickly as possible. I'm wondering if she has some tissue or something that she could.
I have a tissue. It's crawled onto the tissue.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. All right. So let me keep you up to date. Let me get you up to date on this.
Okay.
So it has crawled onto the tissue. Wait, where'd it go?
It's now on your hand. It's on your
hand now?
Yes.
Okay, wait. Now I'm scared. Hang on. It crawled onto the tissue.
Okay, now take it outside. Just take it outside.
I'm going to take it outside. So you just hang on right here.
Just take
it. My hair's a mess.
Take it out. You see, the minute you put it outside, because... She's in Connecticut. It's going to die in 4 seconds. She should have squished it and everything would be all right.
Hang on. We can call it Antgate 2021.
Okay.
Because, you know, remember the time I ate the fly?
Right.
This was sort of like that, where it was like, I mean, it was really coming towards me.
So is the ant gone now?
Yes. I put it on. Let me make sure. Yeah. So I put it on a tissue.
What kind of house are you in that have ants? You're infested right now in March.
Well, we're not infested. I just had the one ant. It's not like they're everywhere.
It's an infestation because when there's one ant, there's 75,000. So
well, that's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of because there's one, there might be more. So now
that you're sleeping in the bed, they're crawling all over you. So you probably ate four of them last night.
I'm going to be sleeping with one eye open tonight. This is not...
I wonder how many ants you have eaten. Connecticut ants. These aren't New York ants.
No.
These are Connecticut.
Which is good because, yeah, they're a little cleaner than New York ants.
Yeah, New York ants have to be disgusting. But Connecticut ants, they're a little bit more hippie-ish.
Can I tell you what chaos it is here today?
Okay.
So the ant was crawling around. Now you want to see what's going on?
There's a dog. Oh.
There's a dog leaning on my laptop.
And that's where the ants come from. They get on the dog goes outside, then they bring the ants inside the house.
Everything itches now. I feel like I have them. Ugh. You know, one time I used to, this is so funny. So I used to wait tables at a Mexican restaurant on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. And it was like we had a really busy day and had to come in the next morning. I'd worked a double and I came in first thing the next morning. I had to open the next day and I was exhausted. And it was like, you had to wear a certain shirt, you know, like the shirt with the logo on it. I could say it, Cantina. The restaurant's long gone. Doesn't really matter. So I go into the closet to get my Cantina shirt. Half asleep, I put it on, and I'm feeling like something on it. I'm like, is there a tag on this? And I pulled the shirt off, and there was a giant water bug. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a cockroach. It was a giant, giant bug. It was a water bug crawling on my back down the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So as you can imagine, I quit.
Yeah, we
quit my job immediately.
We have to remember that you called the super because there was a spider in the apartment.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Kill the spider. You don't call
it
super.
No, I'm not going to kill a spider.
You probably ended up tipping the super probably $20 to kill a spider.
Of course I did.
To kill a spider that you could have killed yourself. Do you have an issue with killing bugs? Do you have a problem with this? Because you're a vegetarian. You don't like to kill anything.
Right. That's the problem.
So are you thinking the ant or the spider has a soul and it's bad to kill them?
No, it's not about having a soul. It's about, you know, taking a life. I can't be responsible for that. I can't take a life. It's too much. I can't do it. Huh?
It's an insect.
It's still a living, crawling thing.
Insect.
I can't do it.
A snake. Would you kill a snake?
No. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
A fly.
No. I mean, when people say she couldn't kill a fly, I literally could not kill a fly. I've chased flies around my house with whatever I could find just to, like, shoo it out the window. Like, I've opened the window in, like, crazy weather just to get a fly out of my house. I literally cannot kill a fly.
Now, you know you're on top of the food chain of these things, that you can kill these things. It's okay. They're lesser beings than you.
Ew. It's not a question of, like, whether I'm a higher being or whatever. It's just, I just can't take a life. I can't, like, I don't know. That maybe the ant has a family. You know, maybe the fly had somewhere to go. Maybe he was in the middle of some other fly thing and he accidentally made it into my house.
So when you get to heaven,
he's late for something.
They're gonna
ended up
list.
In my house.
They're going to have a list in heaven of all the ants and flies and spiders that you saved. And you're going to get a check mark for that?
Yeah.
And then the ants will come up to you and say, thank you very much for not killing me back then.
For all the people I flipped off in traffic, I think it evens out like that. You know, for all the girls I was mean to in high school, you know, I saved a lot of ants and bugs in my day. So
you're paying.
It all evens out.
You're paying for it. Okay. How about a roach? Yeah. Will you kill a roach?
I will kill a roach because f*** them.
So roaches are evil.
Yeah.
And ants are evil because they will bite you and they will crawl on you.
No, it wasn't a red ant. It wasn't a fire ant. Well, I don't think it was. It was just a regular little.
It could have been a fire ant. You don't know. Fire ants, they look like ants now. They're evil.
Well, they do?
They're evil bastards.
Oh, I thought that they're red or some other color. That was just like a little tiny black ant.
Yeah, they're like squirrels here. They're everywhere. And the minute you step on a mound, they will bite the living shit out of your feet.
I blame Disney. I blame Pixar. You know what I mean? Like, there was a time that I was like, give me that bug. Let me step on it. Mm-hmm. But ever since I started, like, A Bug's Life, Ants, all these movies where, like, they make ants and bugs and things like that, that, you know, they've anthropomorphized them where they're like, they're beings that you look at them and you're like, oh,
yeah,
it's Jerry Seinfeld crawling around. You know what I mean?
It's like that frog way back in the day in the cartoon. Hello, my baby. Hello. You know, like that. You couldn't kill a frog now because he sings and dances.
Who was killing frogs? Was that a problem?
I don't know. It's a lesser bean. I don't know. Have you not had frog legs? I don't know.
No, I haven't. I think that's probably why they stopped using frogs in chemistry class, in science class, in high schools. Because there's too many frog characters.
Did they stop using them?
Yeah. Now they use fake ones.
Fake frogs?
Yeah, you know, Muppet Show, Kermit. Like, there's a lot of reasons why people were like, I am not going to dissect Kermit.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, that's how you can tell who the serial killers, who like the potential serial killers
it's
are.
It's like, now I got Baby Yoda.
Right.
And I'm going to cut Baby Yoda open. And that's not as fun. You got to kill a frog.
No, you don't. You're just learning what the inside of a being looks like. You know, you're just learning, like, you know, where the heart is, where the liver is, all that kind of stuff. You can certainly do that with like a little toy thing, which is how they do it now.
Mm-hmm. I think they do it on an iPad. I think they do it on an iPad. They have a fake iPad frog that they cut open.
I've seen both. I've seen kids come home with like a little toy kind of thing. And then I've seen they're digital. So either way, you know, you don't have to kill a living being anymore. And again, I blame The Muppet Show and Pixar and stuff like that. That's the reason.